哈利路亚，首先问候主内各位的兄弟姐妹，各位长职同工，大家好。
Hallelujah. Greetings to all the brothers and sisters and fellow co-workers.
感谢真神的带领，让小弟再一次有机会回到本拿比教会协助圣工。
Thanks to the guidance of God, I have the opportunity to come to assist in holy work at Burnaby Church.
过去一个礼拜，在这边协助冬季的学生灵恩大会。
And for the past week, there was winter students' spiritual convocation.
好，今天下午就会做一个结束了。
And it will be concluded this afternoon.
这次能够回来，心中充满了感恩。
And while returning this time, my heart was filled with thanks.
第一，又再一次看到我们的这边的同龄。
Firstly, I am glad to see all of you.
大家都身体健康，心灵都平安。
Everyone is healthy, and you are doing well spiritually.
第二，我感谢神，这一次我看到本内比教会的硬体的设备再一次的 upgrade 了，升等了。
And secondly, I saw the physical upgrade of Burnaby Church.
还记得我们去年献堂的时候，其实很多的地方还没有完善的工程。
I recall last year during the church dedication, there are certain areas that needs improvement.
但是这一次呢，主耶稣已经带领我们，有所有的教师都装备好。
So this time, Lord Jesus Christ prepared all the classrooms.
所有的洗澡的地方也准备好。
Prepared all the washrooms.
让我们这些学生啊，四十几个人啊，在这边住了一个礼拜，非常的舒适。
And so therefore, 40 plus students and counselors live very comfortably this week.
也可以说是全加拿大的当中啊，我觉得啦，我个人觉得是最舒适、适合办活动的地方。
And personally, I feel like in all Canada, this is the most suitable location to have events.
因为又有地方又有新呐，然后也不用跑在外面淋雨。
Because this place is new and you don't need to go outside to be caught in the rain.
不用说洗完澡回来，学生还要冒着雨，还要再回到教室。
And a scenario where students take a shower, they have to rush back to church to avoid rain.
所以我们这些学员、教员都非常的幸福。
So the students and counselors are considered blessed.
都是神的恩典。
It is all due to God's grace.
也是我们本来比教会所有的同工、弟兄姐妹的付出。
And this is all the effort of all the members at Burnaby Church.
刚刚有讲，今天是2024年最后一个安息日。
Earlier, I mentioned this is the last Sabbath of 2024.
我们就以感恩为主题。
So there's a theme as Thanksgiving.
我们的主题是有你真好。
The theme is it is good to have you.
有自己当然好。
It's naturally good to have us.
但是如果只有自己就不够好。
But it's not good enough if we only have ourselves.
要有你才真的是好，还比较好。
It is good to have you. It's even better.
到底这个你是指什么？
So this you, what does it refer to?
第一步，当然是这个你，当然是指着有神真好了。
And the first you refers to it is good to have God.
我们看生命记的第十一章。
So Deuteronomy chapter 11.
生命记十一章十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 12.
打开我们的圣经，生命记十一章十二节。
Let's open the Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 12.
我们一起读。
Let's read together, verse 12.
是耶和华你神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那地。这里圣经记载，当以色列百姓要进到应许之地的时候。
This records the Israelites are about to enter land of the promised land.
他们要了解，不是他们自己进去。
They need to realize that it is not themselves who are entering in.
是神啊，眷顾他们。
But it was God who was watching all over them.
陪着他们进去。
God abides with them.
进去之后呢，还陪着他们留下来。
After God goes with them into the land, He's with them.
虽然他们看不到神。
Even though they cannot see God.
但是神的恩典呢，却是天天时时刻刻都与他们同在。
We know that God's grace is abiding with them day by day.
这里特别讲一句，从岁首到年终啊。
Here it says, from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year.
一年有365天。
That's 365 days a year.
你说很多吗？也没有很多。
Would you say it is a lot? Actually, no.
一下就过了。
It's really quickly, it will pass.
你们有没有觉得好像2024年才刚开始，那就过了。
Don't you feel that 2024 was just around the corner and it's passed already?
如果你觉得很快。
If you feel like it passed really quickly,
代表你的日子过得还不错。
It means that your days are doing well.
如果你啊，天天都待在医院。
However, if every day you're in the hospital,
或者是天天都睡不着,
or every day you have trouble falling asleep,
那不要说365天啊,
and we're not talking about 365 days,
三天你都难过了,
and for merely just 3 days, you'll be very sad.
所以在我们此时此刻, 虽然我们看不到神, 但是要想起, 能够平安度过过去一年, 就是要感谢神。
at this very moment, even though we cannot see God. However, if we've gone through 2024 peacefully, then we should be thankful.
没有神的话, 我们就没有那么好了。
Without God, our life would not be well.
有时候我们看世上的人,
sometimes we look at people of this world.
很多人活得很不快乐。
Many people live in misery.
也有很多人过去一年, 离开了世界。
There are many people in the past year has departed from the world.
很多人在打仗, 在苦难当中受苦, 看不到出路。
Many people are in affliction, suffering, in war, they cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel.
就算没有打仗, 他们自己可能面对很多的挣扎。
Even though they may not fight in the war, they have personal struggles.
因为他们都要自己去面对。
Because all these struggles, you must face them head on.
因为他们没有神可以依靠。
And they do not have God to rely on.
但是我们不一样。
However, we are different.
所以我们首先要感谢的是有神的带领与祝福。
So first and foremost, we should be thankful for God's blessings and His guidance.
我们看诗篇65篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 65.
第11节。
Verse 11.
65篇的第11节。
Chapter 65, verse 11.
65篇第11节
Chapter 65, verse 11
第11节
Verse 11
我们一起读
Let's read together
1, 3 你以恩典为年岁的冠冕 你的路径都地下自由 这里圣经形容一年过去啊 有很多神的恩典
So here Bible records throughout the year you have the blessings of God
一个王一定要带着王冠才有荣耀
For a king needs to wear his crown to receive glory.
没有王冠怎么像一个王呢?
If a king doesn't have a crown, how can he be a king?
同样神的儿女如果没有这个恩典,好像放在我们头上一样。
Just like the children of God, if we don't have blessings, it's just like a crown over our head.
那怎么证明我们是属于神的人呢?
How can we prove that we belong to God?
所以无论过去一年,我们生活当中遇到顺利还是困难。
And in the past year, it doesn't matter whether you encounter failures or success.
我们只要回想,回头一看,都有恩典的痕迹。
However, if you just look back and just remember, there's always traces of blessings.
这里形容路径都好像地下自由啊。
It says, and your path drip with abundance.
如果你拿着一盘东西满满的,那里一边走,要一直滴水啊。
If you carry a full bucket full of water, if you walk your path, it will drip waters.
哇,你看得到,你往这边跑,因为一直滴,
then you can find traces because you are dripping as you walk.
因为满出来了,
because it overfilled.
不滴都不行啊,
it is impossible to not spill any.
所以如果一个敬畏神的人,你回想你过去一年,
so for a person who fears God, when you look back 2024, there you can count so many blessings.
有什么恩典呢?
And what are these blessings?
随便讲几样,都算不完。
I could just say countless blessings.
我们看诗篇103篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 103.
103篇第3节到第5节。
Chapter 103 verses 3 to 5.
诗篇103篇第3节。
Psalm chapter 103 verse 3.
第3节。
Verse 3.
一起读。 1, 2, 3.
他, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases.
第4节。
Verse 4.
他,
who redeems your life from
destruction,
who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Verse 5.
他用美物,
who satisfies your mouth with good things,
so
that your youth is renewed like an eagle's.
哇,这里诗人随便讲几样,就把神很多很多的恩典讲得非常的齐全。
The poet here explained very briefly, but however, it explains the deep and the mercies of God.
为什么有你真好啊?
Why is it is good to have you?
他从两方面来讲,
he talks from two perspectives.
第一方面是肉体的生命的保护和有供应的部分。
First one, it is God's providence and God's protection.
第五节,
verse 5.
你得到的一些东西其实都是间接是神给你的。
All the things you receive are given by God.
表面上是你努力的。
On the surface, you may have worked for it.
但是如果你没有得到神祝福, 你努力也得不到。
However, you don't have the blessings of God. No matter how hard you try, you will not get it.
这些美物, 包括你的工作, 你赚钱, 或者是你的食物,
when these beautiful things could be your job, your food.
我们活在温哥华地区啊, 或者是北美洲啊, 算是很有福气。
So it's considered a blessing to live in North America.
我们都不缺食物。
We do not lack food.
我们只是担心吃的啊, 会不会身体啊,胆固醇过高而已。
Well, the other thing we worry about is, well, when my cholesterol rises if I eat this.
会不会是血压高而已。
Or if I have, when my high cholesterol rises.
我们过去这个礼拜啊,真的吃得太好了。
So the past week, we ate very well.
老师们啊,辅导员啊,他们都很感谢我们这边的这个工作人员啊,煮饭组啊。
The counselors and all the workers are really thankful to all the members who helped in the kitchen.
哇,一天午餐啊。
So what, there's five meals a day.
其中比较不好的就是糖可能多了一点, 所以小朋友比较兴奋, 晚上好像比较很兴奋的样子。
So the only drawback is there's too much sugar in the food, so students are quite sugar high.
晚上想睡觉了,怎么外面还那么热闹啊?
When I try to sleep at night, how come it's so noisy outside?
哇,原来啊,营养太好了。
Because it's too nutritious.
但是也是神的恩典,
however, this is also God's blessing.
这第二种恩典,
and the second type of blessings.
我们的肉体的生命啊, 可以脱离死亡,
our life can be spared from death.
如果你现在还坐在这里, 代表你还活着,
if you are sitting here today, it represents that you are still living.
过去一年很多人离开世界,
in the past year, many people have passed on.
但是神还让你活到现在,
however, God still allows you to live until today.
这个就是要极大的恩典, 要感谢主,
this is such a great blessing we need to be thankful for.
小弟啊,因为现在调了一个新的地方,
currently, I'm ministering a different location.
从卡加利埃门顿啊, 两边跑,
I was running from Calgary and Edmonton.
每次都开车3到4个钟头,
each time, I would need to drive 3 to 4 hours.
有时候开得多了都觉得说, 哦, 平安到达是理所当然的。
Sometimes when you drive often, you say, oh, it makes sense. It's a common sense if I get there in peace.
但是有时候路况不是太好。
However, sometimes the roads and the route journey may not be smooth.
就几个礼拜前, 小弟跟传道娘从卡加利开车去埃门顿的时候,
just a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I, we drove from Calgary to Edmonton.
那天下大雪,
at that time, there was a snowstorm.
路也很滑,
the roads were slippery.
但是必须要上去, 那边有工作,
because we need to go there because there's work assigned.
那我们默祷完了, 祷告完, 我们就上路。
After we pray, we went on a journey.
哦, 这个开到高速公路的时候,
and when we just got onto the highway,
前面5台车子的距离,
and about the distance of 5 cars away,
有一台车就好像失控,
we saw a car that lost control.
从最右边啊, 哇, 一直滑, 滑到最左边,
from the rightmost lane already slipped, skidded to the leftmost lane,
然后就从最左边又滑回最右边,
and from the left lane all the way to the right lane,
然后又掉到那个旁边的路坑里面, 那个雪堆里面,
and therefore it went onto the side of the road.
离开我们不远,
and it was just not far from where we were.
如果我们快一点的话, 或是靠近一点,
and if we were just a little bit faster or a little bit closer,
那肯定就撞到, 或是被他撞到,
then it was most likely that we will have a head-on collision. 哦,
我们又是小车,
and we had a small car.
啊, 那肯定会发生意外,
then naturally it will have an accident.
但是感谢神,
but thank God.
啊, 主耶稣保守我们平安到达,
Lord Jesus Christ protected us, and we arrived this peacefully.
过了3个礼拜, 结束了, 又开回来卡加利了,
and 3 weeks later, it was time to return back to Calgary.
啊, 那个时候传道良在开, 也是, 我都, 他都是我的司机, 我尽量都给他开。
Of the time, my wife is the designated driver, and she drove the car.
啊, 结果我想眯一下,
I decided, you know what, let me take it.
突然间那个车子就摇晃得很厉害。
All of a sudden, the car was losing out of control.
哇, 我都不晓得发生什么事。
I did not know what happened.
哦, 那本能的, 我们信耶稣, 信久的, 本能就是, 危险就是要念什么? 啊, 要念很快哦。
So is our net. So our basic instinct, whenever we encounter danger, we just say, hallelujah.
你都不晓得什么事,你就先念,先求主救你。
You do not know what's happening, but you ask the Lord to save you first.
哇, 那个是晚上,
at that time, it was nighttime.
原来啊, 突然间有一只很大的鹿啊, 跑出来。
So what happened was, there was a really big moose that ran out on the road.
哇, 传道良啊,就闪了一下。
And my wife just skidded to the side.
我们知道那么高速, 如果你闪得太大的话, 转得太厉害的话, 你就翻车。
Because we know that if you're going at a really high speed and if you just make a sharp turn, it's easy to flip the car.
那如果不闪呢, 直接撞进去, 我们又是小车, 可能也会很伤。
And if you don't dodge the huge moves and you have a head-on collision, then we may be injured.
啊, 所以, 但是就是那电光火石之间,
and in that moment of time,
哇, 那就闪了过去, 就避开没有撞。
And we were able to dodge and we did not have a head-on collision.
我们的车也没有翻, 也没有受伤。
Our car did not flipped over, nor were we injured.
回到家, 我们说, 哎, 小朋友啊, 哎呀, 我们家全家, 赶快先祷告。
And once we got home, we say, children, come, let's pray.
这一次去的遇到危险, 回来也遇到危险。
This time we went there, it was dangerous. When we returned, it was also dangerous.
但是神都让我们平安地回来。
But God wants us to peacefully return.
所以你说是不是每天你都要感恩, 活着你就要感恩啊。
So shouldn't you give thanks every day? Just being alive, we should be giving thanks.
不要以为说能够, 回到床上睡觉一天是理所当然的。
Do not feel like you take it for granted of just coming home every night and going to bed.
不要以为健健康康是理所当然的。
Do not take it as like just being healthy is a normal thing.
就算有一些病, 今天还活着, 也不要是理所当然。
Even though there are certain illness you may have, but and you are living, that's something considered.
这一口气是神让你还留着。
This air, this breath that you have is because God allowed it to have.
那为什么还要留着给你?
And why does God still let you have this breath?
啊, 为什么主耶稣还给你机会?
Why does Lord Jesus Christ give you another chance?
啊, 要你做什么?
What does he want you to do?
要你过感恩的生活。
He wants you to live a life of thanksgiving.
要你好好地为主耶稣活每一天。
He wants you to every day live for him.
所以, 想起主耶稣真的是有你真好。
So when you think about Lord Jesus Christ, we can say it is good to have you.
那不单只是主耶稣的保护啊，祝福啊，好啊。
Not only the goodness is God's protection.
主耶稣要我们生活过得平顺而已哦。
It's not only that Lord Jesus Christ want us to live a smooth life.
有时候主耶稣也让我们遭遇一些磨练跟痛苦。
There are times when Lord Jesus Christ will want us to go through trials and pain.
这个我们也要感谢神。
And we also have to be thankful.
像我们刚刚所唱的 394首。
Just like the hymn we sung,
感谢神给我们，感谢一切都要感谢神。
We need to give thanks in all circumstances.
不是只有感谢神给我们很好的生活。
We do not only give thanks to God when he gives us good things in life.
我们要感谢神，连痛苦的事情都要感谢神。
We need to give thanks to God when during trials and pains.
好像玫瑰花很漂亮。
Just like a rose is very beautiful.
但是里面有一句歌词是这样讲哦。
But there is a song lyric that says this.
啊, 中文是看不出来，那英文讲得很清楚。
We cannot see it from the Chinese, but English is depicted very
clearly. 但是也感谢神他有刺。
We thank God for his beauties of this of his the rose, but also thank God for his thorns.
啊, for the thorn is contained, huh? 这是里面有刺，你要感谢神。
So for his thorns contained, you must also be thankful.
啊, 为什么有刺要感谢神? 没刺不是更好吗?
So how can we should be thankful for thorns? Shouldn't it be better if there is no thorns?
这个刺是神加给他的。
This thorn was added on to him by God.
啊, 那你拿它的话,太大力,你的手会刺到。
If you were to press the horn tightly, then you will be pierced.
神给我们都是这样,有时候会顺利。
And sometimes God gives us times of success.
有时候会遇到痛苦。
Sometimes we'll experience pain.
像你的家庭,在一起,健健康康在一起,也是要感谢神啊。
When your family are all around, everyone's healthy, we should be thankful.
但是有些时候,你家庭和家人的关系也会给你带来一些痛苦啊。
Sometimes in a family relationship, some function will give us pain.
神用你的家人来磨练你啊。
Sometimes God uses family members to train you.
哦, 那你也要感谢神啊。
At that time, you should also be thankful.
因为神爱你,才给你这些刺。
Because God loves you, that's why he gives you these thorns.
像保罗所说的,
and what did Paul say?
有一根刺架在我的身上。
I'm afflicted with a thorn in my body.
为什么? 免得我过于自大。
So then I do not feel too proud about myself.
保罗又会讲到,
and Paul, he also said,
又会宣道, 又会建立教会,
he also evangelized, he pastored the church.
又会写信,
he can write letters.
有了又会行神迹奇事,
and there are some people who can perform miracles.
那个那么优秀的工人,
is such a talented, gifted worker.
怎么可能不骄傲呢? 一早就骄傲了。
How can he not be prideful in himself?
那神知道他一定会骄傲。
God knew that he will be prideful.
所以他就给他磨练跟痛苦。
So therefore, God gave him afflictions and trainings.
给他刺,
gave him a thorn.
让他感觉不顺利, 让他痛苦。
So then he will feel pain, he will feel unsuccessful.
哇,这个是神的保护啊。
And this is actually God's protection.
所以如果过去一年,我们感觉到,哎呦,有一些遇到磨练了,一些痛苦。
So the past year, if you have experienced some trials and pains,
我们也要感谢神。
We should also be thankful.
有你真好啊。
It is good to have you.
没有这些磨练,没有这些刺,我可能就早就倒了。
If without these thorns, without these trials, I may have collapsed already.
我们看诗篇94篇。
That's the Psalm chapter 94.
诗篇的94篇,
Psalm chapter 94,
17节,
verse 17.
诗篇94篇的17节,
Psalm chapter 94, verse 17.
94篇17节,
chapter 94, verse 17.
我们一起读, 1, 2, 3. 若不是耶和华帮助我，我就住在直径之中了。18节，18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节。18节
So the goodness, the sweetness of your faith is not only experienced in times of prosperity.
有时是在我们很软弱的时候。
Sometimes it is in our moments of weakness.
快要试了脚了，快要跌倒了。
It's when we say, oh, my foot almost slips.
有时候我们很有信心，哇，为神大发热心。
Sometimes we have fire zeal and we are fervent for the Lord.
很想去聚会。
We want to go to service.
很想做圣工。
We want to do holy work.
更有时候信仰又掉到很低谷。
There are times when your faith is at a rock bottom.
对神很失望。
We are disappointed in God.
对教会很失望。
We are disappointed at church.
还祷告也没力气。
We lack strength in prayer.
甚至这个信心呢，很想放弃了。
At a point where we want to give up our faith.
你心里有忧愁，有疑惑。
You have doubts, you have anxieties.
但是这个时候也是神的恩典哦。
However, at this moment, it's also God's grace.
有时候你真的要经历过这些软弱，你才会知道感觉到神的安慰与同在。
Only when you experience these trials, you can experience God's comfort.
有一个姐妹，
就是 sister.
哇，她过去一年当中遇到很多的苦难。
And for the past year, she experienced many pains.
身体也不好。
And physically.
工作也不顺。
Nor she's successful in her career.
家庭也是遇到很多的挑战。
And many challenges in her family.
她真的不晓得怎么过每一天啊。
She doesn't know how to live on every day.
甚至她还怀疑神是不是爱她。
She even doubts, does God love me?
但是在她最软弱的时候。
In her moment, the weakest moment,
神让很多其他姐妹关心她。
Then God arranged other sisters to care for her,
陪她一起祷告。
To pray with her,
陪她去查经。
To study the scripture together,
神的话语进去。
And when the word of God came into her heart,
她自己祷告的时候，圣灵感动她。
When she prayed and the Holy Spirit moved her,
我若软弱，我越要抓住神。
The weaker I am, the more I need to grab onto God.
如果把神丢掉了，我什么都没有了。
If I toss God away, I will have nothing.
现在我什么都没有，我就是要只要抓住神。
Even though I may have nothing right now, but I need to grab onto God.
她的信心就起来了。
And this revived her faith.
当她信心起来的时候，圣灵就安慰她。
When her faith is revived, the Holy Spirit comforted her.
她看事情不一样。
Then she has a different perspective on problems.
她不再埋怨。
She no longer complained.
不再怀疑。
She no longer doubted.
结果神帮助她，她感觉到神好像真的要与她同在。
And God helped her, and she felt that God is abiding with her.
虽然还在受苦。
Even though she is still suffering.
但是她不害怕。
But she is no longer afraid.
后来她感觉到神要给她开路。
She experienced that God opened a new path for her.
所以有你真好。
So it is good to have you.
不单只给你物质的恩典，让你顺顺利利啊。
Not only does God give you materialistic things for you to succeed.
我们也感觉感受神，感恩神，给我们刺，给我们苦难，给我们痛苦。
We should thank God for giving us a thorn, giving us trials, and giving us sufferings.
圣经里面有一种树叫做香柏木。
And there's a tree in the Bible, it's called cedar tree.
这种香柏木呢，尤其是在黎巴嫩的香柏木是世界有名的。
Especially the cedar of Lebanon is the most famous in this world.
这就是黎巴嫩的香柏木树。
So this is a cedar tree of Lebanon.
它可以长得很大，很宽，很漂亮，树的形状非常的漂亮。
You can see the shape of this tree, it's grand, it's majestic, it's very beautiful.
在所罗门盖圣殿的时候，圣经特别指定要用很多香柏木做材料。
And when Solomon was building the temple, the Bible recorded he used many cedar trees.
那香柏木呢，它的材料它的木纹呢，木身呢，非常的漂亮。
You can see the woodwork, the work mark is very beautiful.
哇，还有它很硬。
And it's very sturdy.
这种硬木啊，可以几百年没问题啊，不会腐烂。
You can sustain itself for hundreds of years, it will not corrode.
还有它有香味，那些虫啊不会去蛀它的，它没有办法蛀它，那么虫很怕这种味道。
And cedar tree has a natural sweet fragrance, so therefore insects will not want to dwell in these wood.
走了，你看香柏木那么漂亮，它怎么得来的呢？
So such a beautiful wood, where would he get it from?
香柏木长在哪里呢？
Then where are they grow?
香柏木不是长在海边啊。
The cedar tree is not near the ocean.
当然，香柏木有很多不同的品种。
Naturally, there are many species of the cedar tree.
但是大部分都长在比较高的纬度。
But most these cedar trees are grown in high altitude.
甚至有些长在雪山上面。
And some even on stone mountain top.
它可以顶得住零下十度、零下二十度的这个低温。
They can survive in -10, -20 degrees.
那这个就是这个不好的天气，反而造就它。它的生命力让它产出那么漂亮的木头出来。
You can see that even though despite this challenging weather conditions, they can still thrive and grow beautifully.
所以苦难会有两种的果效。
So when you are suffering, there are two results.
伤痛有两种的结果。
And when you are sad, when you are suffering, there are also two results.
可以让你远离神，可以让你怀疑神。
It can make you doubt God and to depart from God.
但是如果你是香柏木
，However, if you are a cedar tree,
你真的有属灵的生命在里面
，and you have this spiritual, a strong spiritual life,
你会里面会更坚定
，then you are be even more sturdier,
会散发出基督的香气
，then you will have this sweet fragrance aroma of Christ.
所以我们要感谢神给我们伤痛，给我们苦难。
So we must be thankful for God giving us sufferings.
有一首诗啊，叫 Thank You, Lord.
There's a hymn says, Thank you, Lord.
感谢神啊，我们可以会英文的可以读一读啊，一二三。
Let's read it.
I thank you, Lord, for the trials that come my way. In that way, I can grow each day as I let you lead. 他的意思就是我感神啊，我感谢你。
Say, I thank you, Lord.
感谢你给我的苦难。
For the trials that come my way.
因为我才可以成长。
In that way, I can grow each day.
原来没有伤痛，没有苦难，一个人是不可能成长。
Without pain or sufferings, one cannot grow.
反而会退步。
However, it may be the opposite. You may digress.
不然你想想，你生活过得太好的时候，你信仰在进步还是退步
？Think about it. If your life is so successful, is your faith progressing or going backwards?
吃饱没事做了，都想想东想西了。
When you are filled with your stomach, you have nothing to do.
啊，想要去享受了，想要去玩了。
You want to enjoy your life. You want to travel.
啊，当然没有错。
But naturally, those are not wrong.
但是生活太顺利，你的信仰很难提升。
When your life is too successful, it's really difficult to raise your faith to next level.
所以感谢神。
So you should be thankful to God.
神给我伤痛苦难。
Thank God for giving us pain and suffering.
因为我是香柏木。
Because we are a cedar tree.
神要把我放在寒冬里面。
God wants to put me in a cold winter.
让我结出更硬的信仰。
To produce a stronger faith.
第三点
，Thirdly，
我们要感谢神。
We must be thankful to God.
有你真好啊
！It is good to have you.
这个你是神把一些人放在我们的身边啊。
And this you refers to the different people God placed in our lives.
神是看不见的
，We cannot see God.
都是神可以放一些很特别的人在你身边帮助你陪伴你。
But God can arrange different special people to help you to be with you.
真的很难直接，但神可以直接帮你，但是通常神都是透过别人来帮你。
Naturally, God can directly help you, but sometimes God will use others to help you.
因为神是希望在人在爱里面彼此的帮助。
Because God wants men to help each other in love.
所以有神恩典的人
，So those who have the blessings of God，
也会有很多贵人，有很多。恩人在他身边出现。
You can see there are many important figures that appears in your life all of a sudden.
连保罗那么有能力的工人。
Then if we consider Paul such a gifted worker.
他也常常感觉到有身边有很多爱他的弟兄姐妹。
He also felt that there's other loving brothers and sisters around him.
我们看腓立比第四章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
腓立比书第四章第一节
，Philippians chapter four verse one，
第一节
，verse
one， 我所亲爱、所想念的兄弟们，你们是我的喜乐，我的冠冕，我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。保罗这里说啊，哇，有你们真好啊。
Paul says, "It is good to have you."
这个你是谁呢
？And who does you refer to？
啊，这个是众数啊，是很多人呢、啊。
And then it is a plural term.
这些弟兄们就是腓立比教会。
And these refer to the brethren at Philippi.
腓立比啊，是保罗建立的一个教会。
And Philippi was one of the church that Paul established.
但是不是因为他是他建立的，所以他才跟他特别好
？So they are not especially good to him because he established the church.
是因为里面的人特别爱主。
Because it is the brethren who are there who love the Lord dearly.
他们就是爱神，他们就从一开始就爱主。
They love the Lord from the beginning.
爱主也会爱主的工人。
If they love the Lord, naturally they will love the workers of the Lord.
也愿意跟传道同工。
They are willing to work alongside.
不是每一个教会保罗都说有你真好的。
But Paul does not say it is good to have you to every single church he established.
像哥林多教会啊，保罗就很头痛啊，很难讲得出有你真好啊。
For example, the church of Corinth, it is very difficult for Paul to say it is good to have you.
哥林多教会不听话，常常跟保罗不听保罗的劝勉，还会怀疑保罗，攻击保罗。
After time, the church of Corinth does not believe in what Paul has to say. They even attacked him.
但是腓立比教会就不一样，很单纯的。
However, the brethren at Philippi are different. They are very simple-minded.
我一想起你们，我就感谢神。
He said, "When I long for you,
你们是我的喜乐。
You are my joy."
真的，有些时候你想起神呢、啊，在你身边放了一些人，你一想起他们，你就会很喜乐。
Sometimes when you think about the people that God placed in your life, when you think about them, you are thankful to God.
啊，当然，这有可能是你的家人呢。
And some of these people are your family members.
首先，你要为你的家人来感谢神。
So first and foremost, you must thank your God for your family members.
没有一个家是完全的。
Not every families are perfect.
没有，每一个家庭都有自己的问题。
Every family has their own problems.
因为我们自己都有问题，不要说家人，我们自己就是有问题。
We ourselves have problems.
当你抱怨你先生、你配偶、你父母问题，其实你自己也是问题的一部分，因为你是家里的一部分。
When you complain about your husband, your wife, your parents, your children, you yourself are also a problem.
但是虽然有不完美的地方
，Even though there are areas of imperfection,
但是神还是赐给你一个家。
But God still bless you with a family.
虽然他不完完整。
Even though, it
不完美,
even though it may not be perfect,
但是你要记得，它不完美其实就是反映你的不完美。
But you know that their imperfection, the reason they're not perfect, it reflects your imperfections.
人与人之间就是一面镜子。
And when we look at others, it is like a staring at a mirror.
就好像镜子，你在镜子里面看到什么，就是你自己本身的样子。
What do you see in a mirror? It is your reflection.
对不对？啊，你怎么对人，人家怎么对你？
How you treat others, others will treat you.
所以保罗很爱他们，那腓立比教会也很爱保罗。
They, the brothers of Philippi, they love Paul, and Paul loves them as well.
所以我们感谢神给我们家人，虽然我们家里有一些问题。
So we thank God for giving us a family, even though there may be some problems at home.
至少我们在一起。
At the very least, we are together.
在一起的时候，你就要珍惜他。
When we are together, you should cherish one another.
因为你的家人不会永远跟你在一起。
Because you know that your family members will not be with you forever.
你父母每年都会加一岁，也越来越老了。
Your parents every year they get a year older.
你今年还陪得到他，明年不一定陪得了。
This year you may spend time with them, next year you may not.
所以不要埋怨。
So do not complain.
啊，要感谢。
Be thankful.
神给我还有父母，我要去爱他。
God gave me the parents, so then I learned to love them.
神给你配偶。
God give you a spouse.
虽然不完美。
Even though it may be imperfect.
他的不完美就反映你的不完美，因为你也是不完美。
Their areas of imperfection will reflect your imperfections.
要去接纳他。
So we must accept them.
要去鼓励他。
We must encourage them.
你越接纳越鼓励，他就会变好。
When you accept them and encourage them, they will become better.
你嫌弃他，他就会变得更不好。
When you complain about them, they will turn out worse than before.
啊，如果你有神给你儿女，也要为你的儿女来感谢神。
If God bless you with children, you thank God for that purpose.
不是每一个人想要儿女都可以得到儿女。
Not everyone who wants children can have children.
那如果神给你儿女，虽然说不乖，让你很烦了，那你也是要感谢神。
If God give you some children that's very disobedient, you should still be thankful.
因为他是神派来去磨你的，去教你的。
Because it is God sent that person, send your children to mold you, to train you.
表面上神叫你教他，其实反过来，他有时候也要教你。
And on the surface, it seems like you teach your children, but at the same time, God is using the child to teach you.
所以感谢神，哎呀，有你们真好啊。
So you must say, it is good to have you.
再来，我们有感谢神，我们有教会。
Next, we must thank God that we have a church.
我们在海外生活，有时候都是孤单的。
When we are studying abroad, our lives may be very lonely.
亲人不多。
We do not have many relatives.
有时候有些人在这边一个亲人都没有。
There are some people here who do not have a single relative.
但是有教会就是一个属灵的家庭啊。
When you go to come to church, church is like a spiritual family.
所以这是神给你的恩典。
This is blessing given to you by God.
有些弟兄姐妹这样说。
There are some brethren who said this.
教会的人比家人还亲啊。
The family members are closer than my family, relatives.
跟我的亲戚还亲啊。
They are even more closer than my relatives.
为什么？亲戚有时候都不往来啊，一年都没见一次面。
Why do we say this? Because sometimes relatives they lose connections.
但是我们教会的每个礼拜都在一起。
However, people in church you gather every week.
一有问题，哦，宣布代祷。
If there's any problem, it'll be on an announcement.
互相访问。
We visit one another.
实际上有什么问题，还会互相的帮忙。
And we will help each other on practical things.
所以真的是有你啊，真的是真好啊。
So it is truly indeed good to have you.
那教会与教会之间呢，也是要感谢神呢，有你真好啊。
So
between churches,
it is good to have each other.
哇，我们真耶稣教会啊，在全世界里面呢，是一个很特别、很特别的教会。
Because True Jesus Church in this world, it is a special church.
首先，我们是神所拣选的得救的真教会。
First and foremost, we are the chosen church by God, the church that saves.
这是唯一得救的真教会。
It's the only church that saves.
因为是完全按照圣经，有圣灵的同在。
This is complete according to the Bible, and it has the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
那这个一呢，也代表我们全世界真教会是一个身体的。
And this one refers to in the whole world, in which we are one body.
有时候是你帮我。
Sometimes you are helping me.
有时候是我帮你。
Sometimes I am helping you.
最近小弟啊，非常的感恩，非常的感动啊。
Recently, I am extremely thankful to God.
因为我所注目的卡加利埃门顿教会啊，真的是要说一声啊，有你真好啊。
So I am speaking on behalf of Calgary Church. It is good to have you.
这个你是包括全世界帮助我们买会堂的真耶稣教会的弟兄姐妹的教会。
And this you refers to all the churches around the world who are contributing, donating to Calgary Church to purchase a chapel.
因为大家可能等一下一定要吃饭的时候问我，哎呀，你们那边买教会怎么样啊？
So later on, perhaps many of you will ask me, oh, what's the church process going on?
So 我等一下不用讲一百次，我就现在一次过了。
So I need to say 100 times, I will say it once.
这我要代表卡加利埃明顿教会说一声，有你们真好。
As a representative and speaking on behalf of Calgary Church, it is good to have you.
为什么呢？
How come?
我们卡加利埃门顿呢，本来都算是比较小型的教会。
So Calgary and Edmonton Church, originally it was considered a small church.
但是过去三四年当中啊，很多人移民到我们这个省。
But in the past 3 to 4 years, many families immigrated to the province.
因为政府啊，前几年有个口号叫 Alberta is calling 啊。亚省在呼吁大家要过来。
So there was a slogan in the province of Alberta, Alberta is calling.
我们本来比教会也很多，有好几个家庭也听到，也呼吁就过去了。
And there are many members, families in Burnaby Church or Vancouver area also answered the call.
因为那边有比较便宜的房子。
Because there you have a really reasonable, cheaper housing.
所以整个城市突然间人口就爆炸。
So you can see that in that city there was an explosion of population.
我们呢有一些弟兄姐妹从多伦多啊、温哥华区啊搬过去。
And there's also members from Toronto who also moved to Calgary or Edmonton area.
还有呢，教会呢一直在传福音，一直有一些慕道者。
Additionally, church is continuously preaching the gospel, and there were truth seekers.
又有很多小朋友也开始长大。
And many of the young children grew up.
所以我们埃门顿跟卡加利啊，两边的教会都非常的拥挤啊，因为我们本来的教堂是非常的小。
And naturally, the church itself is quite small, and it's not enough to sustain everyone.
这是卡加利现有的会堂。
This is the current chapel at Calgary Church.
大概1988年之前啊，现堂。
And it was dedicated 8 years ago.
那时候不敢买太大。
At that time, we didn't want to buy too big.
那时候才40-50人。
At that time, there's only 40-50 members.
本来有机会可以买个300万的，可以坐200-300人的，但是不敢买啊，那时候啊。
At that time, we had the opportunity to buy 200-300 members can sit. However, we dare not to.
本来那个教堂还有篮球场在里面，一个年轻人说买了就多好。
And then there was a basketball court, and if you do say it is good to have to buy it.
那个时候没有这种信心。
However, at that time we did not have such faith.
我们觉得是小教会，就买一个小教堂就好了。
We feel like we don't have a lot of people. Let's buy a small chapel.
所以买的就是买了这个小教堂了。
So we bought a small church.
那个买的时候，刚刚所说的才50多万而已。
At the time it was $50,000.
We have 50 members.
About 50 members at the time.
那这张是我们最近的灵恩大会的大合照。
And this is our group photo from our ESSC.
那我们现在的人数已经有126人。
And now the members is about 126.
就是差不多 double 了，就是双倍了，加倍了，比买教堂的时候装加倍了。
So which means it is double the amount of members when we purchase the chapel.
那我们聚会的地方啊，这个主会堂呢才1700排尺。
And then the chapel size about 1,700 square feet.
所以负责人就觉得说，那应该要换教堂。
So the council member decided we need to change church.
你说分社也还没有到300人可以分社，那至少要换一个大一点嘛。
That we cannot have a branching out, but we just need a bigger place.
那埃明顿教会也遇到同样的问题。
Edmonton Church also encountered the same problem.
人越来越多。
Their members start increasing.
那教堂不够大。
And the church facility is not big enough.
最主要是很可怜的，连吃饭的地方都没有。
And the more pitiful thing is there's not even space to eat.
你不要看这个会堂好像很大，其实就是广角镜，都是骗人的。
Do not think that the chapel is really big. It's actually shot in a wide lens angle.
很多那个吃饭的地方，卡加利还好有一个地方放几张桌子。
And at most there's an area where you could place a few tables in the basement.
啊，但是大部分弟兄姐妹吃饭就拿着便当坐在椅子上面。
Most of the time during Sabbath meals, brothers take their food and sitting there.
你有办法想象吗？你现在拿了饭坐在会堂吃饭，哪里像样子？这个不像样，这里是敬拜神的地方，怎么会坐在会堂吃饭呢
？Can you see it is appropriate to bring food into the chapel to eat? This place is a place of worship.
啊，那没办法啊。
But they cannot help it.
所以两边教会都在开始了，那要找教堂。
So two churches decide to look for a chapel.
啊，也成立建堂委员会了。
And they had a committee of the members to look for a chapel.
但是教堂在哪里呢？
But where is the church?
第一，我们自己人又不多。
And first, we don't have a lot of people.
啊，钱又不多。
We don't have a lot of money.
啊，那教堂又还没有卖。
And we have not sell our current church.
最主要是。教堂不是你买一个房子，你去外面找都有，很少教堂拿出来卖。
So it's not like buying a house where there's multiple areas. It's really small cases of they are selling a church.
一有拿出来卖，好多教会在抢啊。
Whenever a church is listed as selling, many buyers will come.
开发商也来抢。
And there are many realtors also come.
所以有时候真的是轮不到我们。
So sometimes it's really difficult that we get a chance.
所以两边教会都毫无头绪，到底要怎么样开始
？And both churches were troubled deeply as to how are we supposed to proceed.
但是啊，我们想起圣经的话。
But when we think about the word in the Bible,
当你不晓得第一步在哪里的时候
，we do not know what is the first step.
那就跪下来祷告吧。
Then all we need to do is kneel down to pray.
一开始呢，这是爱明顿教会啊，我们这个建堂委员会啊，就决定每个礼拜二、礼拜四晚上九点要在线上一起祷告。
So the committee to look for a church a chapel decided every Thursday and Tuesday to pray together
for 15 minutes.
For 15 minutes.
我一开始本来建议说把个祷告半个钟。
Initially, I suggested to pray half an hour.
他们说不要了，传道一开始那么久，那是受不了了。
Pastor is too long of the half an hour.
我们要体谅，好了，那就打五折了啊。So 十五分钟了。
So we can be understanding. So you can have 50% off.
那我要天天的。他们说不要了，不要天天了，就礼拜二、礼拜四就好了。
Initially I wanted every day, but they say, oh, just Tuesday and Thursday.
那就好了，我们要体谅信徒啊。
We must be understanding of the members' needs.
礼拜二、礼拜四。
So it's Tuesday and Thursday.
一开始是建堂委员会。
Initially, it's only the members of the committee.
建堂委员会以后上来祷告，不只是来开会而已啊。你开会也没有用啊，神不给你会堂，你也没有用。
And the member committee, when they come to have a meeting, they need to pray because if you don't pray, it is useless to have a meeting.
你老是开会都是空讲而已。
And it seems if you have a meeting without prayer, you are speaking baseless words. So you need to pray.
后来呢，卡加利也要找会堂。
And later on, Calgary also wanted to.
好，建堂委员会也抓来一起祷告。
Then they also grabbed the members committee of the Calgary Church and they also prayed together.
后来鼓励执务会也要来祷告、啊。
And later on, we encouraged the church council to come and pray.
因为执务会是带头的。
Because the church council are the leaders of the church.
哦，执务会也同意。好，那我们两边执务会都在网络上参加祷告会。
So the church council members on both sides agreed to join the prayer.
好了，那执务会参加之后呢，就可以鼓励信徒了。
And once the church members are in the prayer, they can encourage the members.
那你执务会都不来了，执务叫信徒有什么用
？If the members, if the council members do not come, what's the point of calling the regular members?
哦，这个信徒也来参加祷告。
So therefore, all the members are attending to this prayer.
好了，祷告了几个月之后
，and after a few months of prayer,
奇迹就出现了。
And miracles appeared.
其实第一个奇迹就是大家的心比较稳定，比较同心呢。
The first miracle is actually when everyone's heart is more at peace and are one.
你不一起祷告啊，大家有自己的看法，很难沟通啊，很难来协调。
If you do not pray together, it is difficult to communicate because everybody has their own thoughts and ideas.
你发觉大家开始祷告的时候
，And when everyone starts to pray together,
那就会把自己慢慢的意见慢慢的放下。
Then you are gradually you are letting go of your own ideas.
好像那个田呢、啊，把它弄软，把它有水啊，把它软了就容易耕了。
So just like if you are tilling a land, when you fertilize, you need to make it soft.
第二个奇迹呢、啊，就是祷告了一两个月之后呢，神就开始给我们遇到一些机会。
And the second miracle is after praying for a few months, God started giving us opportunities.
哇，首先讲卡加利，就是可能你们看过这个照片。
Perhaps the church that Calgary is going to buy.
这个已经买了，只是还没成交而已。
It is already purchased. It's just not the final agreement have not been set.
渐渐有人就找到了说，哎，在市中心啊西边的地方啊，有两栋的二合一的这个办公大楼要出卖。
So you can see that it is in downtown the west side, and you can see that it's a duplex, two building right next to each other.
在非常好的地段。
And it's in a very wonderful location.
就在这个 C train 的原线，我们那边不就叫 Sky Train， 我们叫 C Train。
And that there is really close to the transportation system called the C train.
这里你可以想象，如果这个教堂这个 Sky Train 的站就在门口，那你感觉怎么样？
What do you feel if the sky train is right outside?
所以这个就是在那个沿线上面。
You can see this church is on that C train line.
市中心。
Is it the heart of downtown?
对大家，因为有信徒住南边，有信徒住北边，大家都一样，都是开不用半个钟头就到了。
And whether members live in the north or south, it takes about half an hour to get here.
有停车，有22个停车位。
There's about 22 parking spots.
那你不开车，老人家坐西圈，坐巴士转西圈也可以到。
And if you want to just take public transportation, you can get to church as well.
哇，那这也是一个很难得的机会啊。Such
a wonderful opportunity.
那有人就问了，那这个地方，这个是办公大楼，可以改成教会吗？
Then some will say, oh, since it was an office building, and can we change it to a religious worship?
哦。 如果这个建筑物在别的地点呢，是不能改成教会的。
And if this structure was in any other place, it cannot be changed to religious worship.
但是因为在市中心其中一个地方，
Because it was smack in the middle of downtown,
这个地方就叫自治政府可以 direct control， 直接决定政府要改，给你改就可以改。
And the government has direct control over the use of this building, and he can change it immediately.
你不用问邻居可不可以。
You do not need to ask the neighbors, is it possible?
反正政府给你改就给你改。
If the government wants to change it, they will change it.
那政府也很想给你改，因为在疫情之后，很多人都不用去 office 了，所以很多 office 都丢空了。
And government is more than willing to open to change it because after the pandemic, many people don't want to return back to work.
你可以改成 college， 像隔壁那个就是一个 college.
You can also change it to a college, just like the one next to it.
那另外右边的那个是被回教徒之前买了，变成回教室。
As a Muslim?
Muslim mosque.
So the structure on the other side is a mosque.
所以呢，这个要改成教会啊，基本上政府已经批了，只是时间而已。
And since this wants to be changed to a religious worship center, the churches, the government allows it. It's a matter of time.
你就 apply 的，你就申请就可以了。
All we have to do is just send the application.
哇，大家看到，哇，有那么好的事。
They will say, oh, how wonderful! How could this be?
那么大的 building 在downtown要卖多少钱啊？
Then a building in downtown, how much would it be?
前几年就估价出来要5-6百万了。
And
疫情之前要5-6百万。
And before the pandemic, the selling price was 5-6 million.
疫情之后，office 没人买，才叠价。
And only after the pandemic, no one wants to buy the office, and the price dropped drastically.
但是以后肯定会起来。But
in the future, it will definitely go up.
真的，现在政府都强迫人家回去上班了。Here,
the government are forcing people to go back to office to work.
所以很多有差不多四个买家想要抢这个 building.
So there are 4 or 5 buyers fighting to buy this building.
哇，这个 building 啊，这个建筑物啊，有3层。
So this building, there's 3 floors.
一层差不多1万尺。
So each floor is about 1,000 square feet. 10,000 square feet.
还有 basement， 还有地下室。
And there's also basement.
非常大，你跟那个厨房，这个厨房都那么大。
If you could just look at the size of the kitchen.
这个是 basement.
This is basement.
这个地下室，可以做活动中心啊。
It can be the center of all events.
那厨房都好几个。
There are multiple kitchens.
哇，那么好的地方，当然很多人想要啊。
Such a beautiful place, many buyers want to buy it, and it's cheap.
那这一次能够买得到的，也是神迹啊。And
for us to able to buy this chapel is also a miracle.
因为刚刚讲了，连我们之内有总共有4个人要抢这个。
Because including us, there are 5 buyers.
这是神感动那个卖家要卖给我们。
But God moved the buyers to only sell it to us.
我们的价格价位也不是出的最高。And
our price, we did not set give the highest bidding.
我们有很多的条件。And
we also have many conditions.
要跟市政府申请通过改用途，我们才可以买。
We have to make sense the application to change to a religious worship center, then we can buy it.
所以这个 close 的这个结束的这个日期呢，要拉得很长。
And the closing date is really close.
别人买了，他可以很早，比较早一点就可以 close， 就可以结束。
If other people buy it, then they can close the deal immediately.
但是呢，那个卖家呢，就是想卖给我们。
But the seller just only wanted to sell it to us.
后来那个打听，原来那个买家听说过我们真耶稣教会。
And the buyer,
the seller has
heard of True Jesus Church.
他在台湾，好像是台湾人，他也是听过台湾真耶稣教会。And
he is a Taiwanese, and in Taiwan he has heard of our church.
更奇妙的是，这个卖家说，你们教会现在没有现金嘛，那借给你们100万。
And then the more interesting is the buyer say, oh, right now you guys don't have the financial
capital.
I'll lend you some money.
因为一下300多万拿出来，你们肯定没有办法三个月一两个月之内就拿出来啊。
I will lend you 1 million because it's really difficult for you to come up with the cash right away.
因为我们11月初的时候谈这个买卖啊。
Because in the early November, we started this negotiation.
他要我们1月7号都要成交，这什么都要弄好。
And he required us to have everything completed on January 7th.
哇，两个多月还包括圣诞、新年假期啊，怎么筹300万呢？
In 2 months, how can you gather all this money given all the holidays that are coming up?
所以卖家说没有关系，我借给你们100万。
And the buyer said, "It's okay, I will lend you
$1 million. 头3个月不用利息。
And the first 3 months is interest free.
我从来没有听过卖房子给你还要借钱给你。
I have never heard of the examples of the buyer. The seller wants to give you money to buy the place.
还是没有利息。
And interest free.
那个不是 miracle 吗？
Isn't it a miracle?
他说如果3个月之内你们不行，再借给你3个月就收一点点利息。
They say, naturally, they say, oh, I'll give you 3 months, but if 3 months later, I will charge interest.
所以这样我们讲，哦，那就神开路了，这个很奇妙啊。
This is a God opening a new path for us.
至少我们少担心100万呢。
Then naturally, then we will don't have to worry about that extra $1 million.
我们要筹200万就可以了。
All we have to gather is $2 million.
那最关键的是我们要跟市政府申请。
And the most critical point is we must make the application with the city.
哇，跟市政府申请也很快。
And the application process was really quickly as well.
不到几个礼拜，哦，批文都下来了啊，可以改成教会，没有问题。
And within a few weeks, they approved us to change it to a worship center.
就是神在开路啊。
This is God opening up paths for us.
在这个跟市政府谈的过程当中啊。
And when we are communicating with the city,
其中一个卖家。
And one of the buyers, they're a group of people.
他们说你们申请改用途啊，我认识市政府里面那个市议员。
He said, if you guys want to change the layout, change the blueprint, I know a guy
change
in
this... Change of use.
我认识那个市议员管你们这一区的。 He said, I know there's a person in charge that handles this affair.
我跟里面问一下，叫他帮你们快一点。
I will speak to the person inside so to make this process speedier.
有时候你真的认识一些人，有些帮助。
Sometimes it is good to know some people in certain places.
但是最关键是神帮助了。
But most critically is that God is helping.
神也感动他来，那些你市政府的人也帮我们。
God moved him and God also moved the city workers to help us.
所以就批文就很，没有几个礼拜就下来了。
So within weeks the permit was issued.
所以如果不是神帮助，怎么可能？
So if without God's help, how can this be possible?
所以真耶稣教会是不是有神就好？
So True Jesus Church, it is good to have God.
但是买了，大家这胆子很大了，凭信心了。那300万，那现在变200万，那要2个月之内钱哪里来啊？交等还没有卖。
So everyone it was with good courage and they have to gather this $2 million in 2 months.
我们手头上有多少钱呢？
Then how much money do we currently have?
告诉大家都有点不好意思。
If I wouldn't, it's a shame for me to tell all of you right now.
卡加利建堂基金才有30万而已。
So the building funds for Calvary Church was only $300,000. And you want to buy a church that's $3 million?
但是大家很有信心啊，这种机会不能放过。
But everyone had this faith that this opportunity, we cannot let go of it.
你放过了，别人抢着要啊，没有不会再碰到第二次这种机会了。
If we let this go and other people want it, we will not have another chance like this.
大家凭着信心买下去，先签约，拿债募款。
Everyone has faith, we sign the contract, and we will gather the funds.
感谢主啊, 公文出去之后, 温哥华本来比是第一个举手说我们帮你的。
And when we sent out the announcement, the Vancouver Church, Burnaby Church was the first one to say, we will assist you in funds.
别人都还没有反应的时候, 我们的兄弟教会, 我们的大哥, 这边就是你们就 被感动要开大会要借钱给我们，要建立一点钱帮我们。
And when announcement goes up, each church, Vancouver Burnaby has the EGM to decide how much money to give to Calgary.
这个就是很感动啊。
And this greatly moved all the members.
这个时候就是说有你真好了。
So this is why on behalf of Calgary Church, it is good to have you.
如果没有我们的主内一家的这种精神呢，不可能买下来。
If we don't have this mentality of one family, one unit, it's impossible to buy it.
有人问了，那现在你们不是都筹够钱了吗？
So some people ask, oh, do you guys have enough money?
是这样说的，如果要成交的话，已经够了。
So in other words, if you want to close the deal, it is enough.
但是很多钱是借的。
But many some of the funds are borrowed.
向了教会借了很多钱。
You, church loans.
要160万教会的钱。
很多不同教会借给我们钱。
Many church has borrowed, lend us money.
信徒也借我们一些钱。
Member also loan church the money.
这些都要还了。
And we must repay these funds.
还有呢，以后呢，要买了之后，要装修，要把它变成教会，要有一些工程要做。
And later on, after we buy the church, we need to change some blueprints and there's need some costs in renovation.
所以啊，就是扣除这些贷款要还的，其实还是需要有一些捐款啊。
So in order to repay all of these loans, we need some additional donations.
这个是帮助我们能够真的是把这个工作做好。
So therefore, our work can be smoothly.
当然也是要求神继续的带领啊。
And naturally, we need God to continuously guide.
那艾蒙顿呢？就是我们现在的艾蒙顿的教会。
And this is the current Edmonton church.
你看到那些雪，觉得很漂亮啊。
We look at the snow, you may feel, oh, it looks so pretty.
这个是我们艾蒙顿神的家。
And this is the God's home in Edmonton church.
1999年建堂到现在
It was dedicated from 1999 until now.
买的时候呢才13万加币
And when we bought it, it was like 130K.
然后呢人呢才三四十个人而已
And the members at the time was about 30 to 40.
这个教堂啊这个教堂也是不是很够用
You can see that this chapel is not enough.
也是广角镜哦不要被他骗
This is also wide angle. Do not be misled.
里面可以坐七八十人是没问题啊
So it is okay to live a seat 70 to 80.
但是没有吃饭的地方啊。
But there's no place to dine.
没有宗教教育教室。
There are no RU classrooms.
男生跟女生整个教会只有一个马桶啊。
There's only one toilet for each gender.
男生一个马桶，女生一个马桶。
Male one toilet, female one toilet.
每次进去都要排队。
Every time you go to the washroom, you need to get online.
然后呢，没有吃饭的地方。
There's no place to have meal.
那怎么办？大家也是要找教堂。
What do we do? Naturally, they need to look for a chapel.
也是开始在网络大家一起祷告之后。
And only after a few months of praying online.
那神就让我们碰到这个机会。
And God led us to encounter an opportunity.
这个教会很漂亮，有点长得像本拿比的。
This church is very beautiful.
也有点像温哥华的。
Very similar to Burnaby and Vancouver.
这个教堂本来叫锡安山教会。
Originally, it's called Mount Sinai Church.
我一看这个名字，哎，我们真教会才是锡安山了，应该是我们要拿下来。
When I look at the name, this is more fitting for our church. We are the real.
就有种感动。
I had this move.
这个锡安山，我们才是真的锡安山。
We are the true Mount Sinai Church.
所以我们就一直为这个事祷告。
So we pray on this behalf.
一开始他没有放在市场上。
Initially, they did not put it on the market.
他们说私底下可以卖给你们，但是你要回租给我们。
But they say we can sell it to you. However, you need to
rent
it back to us.
因为他们都是很多老人家，没有办法维持这个教会，他们又不想搬走。
And there are many elderly at this member at this location. They do not want to move away.
我们说我们真耶稣教会没有租给人的，买就买的，没有租的。
When we say to them, our church, we don't have this concept of renting it back. If we buy it, it is ours.
他们说你不租，我们就不谈了。
They say if you do not want to rent it to us, we will all talks are off the table.
但是后来教会也是觉得说，那要回租要租多久呢？他们说至少五年呢。
Then they said, then the church was considering if you want to lend it back to them, how long? They say 5 years.
那五年呢？五年就五年吧，想说这五年之后才献堂呢。
Then I say, oh, 5 years, so be it. Then we'll have dedication 5 years later.
因为你献堂就不能再租给他了。
Because after dedication, you cannot lend it back to them.
那你不租人家也不卖给你。
Because if you don't rent it to them, they won't sell it.
这个什么都谈好
了。Everything was agreed upon.
结果他们的信徒大会不通过。
However, their general congregation meeting did not pass this notion.
这差一票不通过。
They did not pass this notion.Only of one pill did not pass.
不通过卖给我们。
They did not pass to sell it to us.
那我们就很失望了。
And at that time, we were quite disappointed.
什么都谈好了，我们要退让就退让了，都不通过。
We have agreed to all of your conditions. However, you did not pass your AGM to sell the church.
那可能是神的旨意吧。
Perhaps it is the will of God.
要我们找别的地方吧。
So let's look at a different location.
但是后来呢？过了一个月之后，他又说我们要放到市场上面卖。
And later on, after 1 month, they say, we're going to put on the market to sell.
你们不用租，不用一定要租了，你就出价吧。
You don't
have to rent back.
You don't have to rent it back, or you just give us price.
这个时候又是总共加给我们又是四个人在抢。
So they're about, including us, they're about 64 buyers.
这个配堂有点像本拿比啊。
The chapel is just very similar to Burnaby.
不用挖看就好了
Do not wow, just look.
但是心里面真的是我们看的时候也是 wow.
So within your heart you can say wow.
又是那个木头屋顶跟温哥华本来比好像是兄弟这样感觉。好像我们四散的兄弟。
It is like a very similar structure, wooden ceiling, just like Burnaby Vancouver.
1959年的建筑物。
It's a structure in 1959.
它比我们这边还高级一点，后面还有一个管风琴。
It is
还有第二层。
It's more high, upper scale than here. It's a second level. There's an organ, or is there's an organ?
会堂小一些，小这里一点点。
Even though this the dimension may be a little bit smaller,
但是很漂亮。
But it's truly indeed beautiful.
正正是一个会堂。
So it's just suitable.
那个吃饭的地方跟我们本来比这个地方也很像。
Very the dining fellowship hall very similar to Burnaby Church.
这都是同一层的，不是地下室。
And this is all on the same level.
哇，你看厨房那么大。
See the kitchen.
哇。 真的非常好啊
，truly wonderful.
还有图书馆啊，会客室啊。
You have the library conference rooms.
哦，那我们就准备要下offer了。
So now we will decide to make an offer.
那我们那天去的时候呢？啊，那边很大雪，那天很大雪。
On the day we were going to make the offer, there was a snowstorm.
我一去的时候，我看到，咦，怎么那个插牌怎么插到别人的家里去呢？
How come the sign to sell the church is on another person's property?
因为教会隔壁那个房子插一个牌啊，我以为是插错了。
I thought they may have misplaced the local to sell.
应该教会要插牌卖教会，这个教会没有牌，这个隔壁那个房子有牌。
The church is supposed to sell. They should have a sign. However, the house next to the church has a sign that sells.
哦，原来问一问，不是插错，是隔壁房子拿出来卖。
So I make some inquiries. It's not that they had made a mistake. It's the house next door also selling the house.
那我们就叫我们的姐妹做经纪的，就打电话去问了，今天看看可不可以啊。So
I asked one of our sisters who are realtor to make some phone calls to see if they are selling.
哦，他们说可以啊，今天可以去看。They
say, oh, you can come view the location.
哇，一间bungalow，很好的bungalow.
It is a bungalow.
三个房间。
It's a one-story house for three rooms.
卖多少钱？ 你没有看错，就是这个价钱。
How much are they selling it for? It is that price.
42万大元。
$420,000.
这个Alberta才有的这个价钱。
You can only find this price only in Alberta.
我们看到口水都流了。
When you look at this, maybe you are salivating.
怎么有那么奇妙的事？你看教堂跟 房子一起拿出来卖。
How can such things be? Church, a chapel, and a house selling at the same time?
这个你等50年都等不到一次，因为那个教堂没有拿出来买过，1959年到现在第一次拿出来卖。
This is once in a lifetime, and that church has not been on sale since 1959.
这个房子呢，也是屋主住了50年也没有拿出来卖过。
And this house, the owner lived it for 50 years. He did not put on the market.
最近那个先生死了啊，太太进老人院了，才拿出来卖。
Only the story is the husband passed away, and then the wife is in the elderly home, and that's why they're selling the house.
哇，同时间拿出来卖。
So at the same time, they are selling it.
神的预备。
This is a preparation providence of God.
你说是不是有神真好？我们都不用你去计划，神帮你计划好了。
So isn't it wonderful? It is good to have God. God will arrange everything.
哇，那只要我们信靠神。
As long as we trust in God.
那神就感动弟兄姐妹啊，各世界各地的，包括本拿比啊、温哥华都帮助我们。
And God moved all His members, whether in Burnaby, Vancouver, or worldwide.
啊，那现在啊，艾明顿是现金多一点点，70万。
So right now, the cash on Edmonton is about $70,000, $700,000.
那我们跟很多教会借的100多万。
And we have as many over 1.1 mil of loans.
好了，那么银行还借不到钱，跟温哥华一样。
And just like Vancouver, we cannot borrow money from the bank.
所以弟兄姐妹也是很努力奉献的。
So members are giving tithe.
有一些弟兄姐妹啊，他没有工作，没有什么钱，他把那个从中国带来的金子啊，拿去当铺啊。 当掉要来卖，卖掉之后捐给教会。
And there are many members who do not have a job right now. They are willing to sell the gold they brought from China and to change to cash and donate it to or loan it to church.
我们知道艾明顿卡加利教会比较少有做生意的啦，或者比较有钱的人比较少。我们都是打工的，蓝领阶级的比较多。
So you can see that in Calgary Church, Edmonton Church, there are many blue collar workers. They do not have a high-paying job.
但是大家都很努力。
But everyone is putting all their effort.
也相信神会预备。
They believe that God will prepare.
所以如果大家还是有感动。
So if you are moved by God.
虽然教会已经通过借了，也捐了一点了。
Even though there are some loans that are loaned to church.
如果心里还有一点感动。
If you still are moved deep down in your heart.
还有点力量。
You still have that strength.
把握这个机会。
Take hold of this opportunity.
神需要你的时候,
this is time where God needs you.
这个是全球的真教会是一家人。
Because internationally, Church's Church are one family.
所以这个把握这个机会来服侍神。
Use this opportunity to serve God.
所以最后我们真的是有你真好。
So lastly, it is good to have you.
有神真好。
It is good to have God.
有家人真好。
It is good to have family members.
有教会弟兄姐妹真好。
It is good to have brothers and sisters.
感谢神。